Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy Virtual Conference, designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
Hello, my name is Tammy Demirza. I'm known internationally as the Breakthrough Alchemist. And today, I'm going to be sharing with you how you can awaken your inner genius. And guess what that is? Steve Jobs himself knew something about this. So I want you to think about Steve Jobs throughout this talk because he was clairvoyant. What we're talking about today is the five senses and how you can tap into your intuitive abilities and be an expert intuitive like I am. Now, I read people for a living. And if you don't mind, I'm going to share my story about how this started. When I was only 11 years old, I had my first supernatural experience. I think that I was already clairsentient. I was a very sensitive little child. I was picking up on a lot of energies and moods and things like that. But one day, everything changed when a Southern Baptist pastor came into my grandmother's home and she brought him over to us. And when he started talking about love and God and Jesus loving me, I was very curious as an 11-year-old and was like, what are you talking about? Who are these guys? And they've never met me. So how can you tell me they love me? To make a long story short, with a lot of conversation and me asking questions and telling him I really didn't want to hear about anything but love, I invited love in my heart. And he said something very striking. He said, you will be reborn. You will not be the same person. And I really wondered what that looked like. Well, guys, I found out the very next morning when I awoke. Imagine being 11 years old and you wake up and your entire world has changed and you know you're not the same. You know that what you know, what you supernaturally are picking up on. I knew that my parents had argued at midnight. I knew that there were all kinds of things going on with the kids at school. I knew what my parents were thinking in the other room. I knew what moods they were in. I knew what our morning would be like. I wake up and I am in this new reality and I am a supernatural being. And all of my abilities woke up and I didn't know what to do with them. So I laid in bed for a few minutes and I thought, what is this and who am I and why do I not want to put on anything in my closet and why do I not like my friends anymore and why do I want different food for breakfast? I didn't understand. So let me tell you what ended up happening. Through trial and error and using this in school and being called the counselor in school because I just supernaturally knew things, the kids would call me and I was doing sessions for them, not even knowing that I was reading their lives. I was reading what was going on. I was reading what was going on with the parents and I was giving all of this information to the kids in school. They knew that I was different and I seemed okay. But one day at recess, one of my friends named Scott, I went to him and said, why didn't you tell me that your grandmother was in the hospital for 3 days? She was so sick, she almost died. I would have prayed for her. Scott got upset at me and said that I was mean, that his grandmother wasn't in the hospital. But he goes home that night and he finds out that his grandmother had been in the hospital for 3 days and did almost die. But here's what happened to me because of it. I'm innocently sharing what it is that I know. I don't really know what to do with these abilities at 11 years old. I'm kind of like Elsa in the movie Frozen. You have these abilities, you don't know where they came from, and you don't really know what to do with them. And so the consequence of that was that the parents were upset at me because I had shared that with him. And they said, what is her name? And he said, Tammy. And they said, you cannot play with her anymore. We do not want you to know her. Can you imagine the pain that you would go through being this innocent little kid, thinking that everybody wants to know what you know? You don't even know why you know. You don't know why you can see things that people aren't showing you. You don't know why you can hear their thoughts and what they're not telling you. You don't know why you can smell the essence of the energy of what they're going through in their lives. You don't know why you can taste the essence and the whole energy of what they're digesting in life. You don't know why you feel their emotions and you start crying 5 minutes before they do, before they open up and tell you what's going on. This is who I was, and this is how I was functioning. You see, what is interesting about this is that every single one of you are supernatural and spiritual beings having a human experience. And every single one of you, like me, have had supernatural experiences. I bet you can just imagine what it's like because you have experienced this yourselves. You probably questioned yourselves. You probably wondered, what is going on with me? Am I going crazy? Why is everybody else in the room not seeing or hearing or smelling or tasting or feeling what I'm feeling? When you fast forward and you hear the rest of my story and why I do what I do right now for people, and why I had to learn how to embrace my abilities and actually use them to overcome things in my life is because I shut them down completely. I disowned them. You see, I'd had so many supernatural things occurring from even people coming in my home and me scanning their bodies and telling them what the doctor diagnosed them with, seeing the cancer in the right lungs, laying my hands on them, and they were supernaturally healed. I had all of these abilities, but I knew that there was something off about it because all of these healings, all these people that I helped, all of this information that I gave, I was also punished and treated differently and avoided. And they didn't want me to speak sometimes. And I didn't know what to do with this. I was too immature. So in my late 20s, I shut this down. I shook my fist at the universe and God and said, stop this, stop sending me people. I just want to be normal. And I was also living in a very abusive marriage where he had been diagnosed with three different things. And if you knew what those three things are, you would say one of them was enough to drive somebody crazy. But let me tell you what ended up happening. When I pulled in, when I hid it, when I concealed it, when I didn't feel it, it was very much like Elsa on the movie Frozen. I'm closing myself off on the outside. I look like a normal functioning person that's establishing a business and making her way and buying a home and going through a divorce and getting everything settled up and looking like I'm successful. But on the inside, I was hurting. I was crippled. And I made some really interesting decisions. For you see, when you disown who you are and you're not using all of your abilities, and let me tell you that your intuition is the most powerful thing that you have, and you get your intuition tapping into your inner genius through your five senses. That's how you receive information. And you, dear one, receives dominant information through one of the five senses, which I'll talk about later. But what I did by denying who I was, by shutting down, by closing in, by feeling like my abilities actually hurt people, it wasn't enough to have the abilities. I needed to know that I was making an impact and making a positive impact on people's lives. I felt this pressure, you see, to make a big impact, to do big things for people. I knew that I was different. I knew that I was a freak and I was treated that way. And in high school, I wasn't invited to parties because they knew that I was too clean. I knew not to do those things. So, in denying it, I decided to go and do what other people who are much stronger seemed more stronger than me, more passionate, more sure of themselves. I decided to go with what they said, and that led me down a path of destruction. And this is why I say that when you're not using your discernment, your intuitive abilities, you're not tapping into what you have that helps you make decisions, that helps you create success, that helps you to discern, then you might get in trouble like I did. I became homeless. And let me tell you, that was a shocking thing from all of the things that I had created. I had started using the laws of attraction. I had started placing my orders with the universe. I started getting these recipes from spirit. I started coming back into who I was, but I was still not trusting myself, still not using my ability, still denying them, not really going in and owning them and pulling them in and standing in them. And I met a Bernie Madoff type, a sociopath who stole everything I had. He stole $284,000, and he went to prison, not for what he did to me, because he was doing this to other people. And here I am, lost in a bathtub, about to commit suicide. And something intervened. In the moment after I decided I'm going to end it, I'm going to get out of this warm bath, which I absolutely love the warm water. And I know how I'll kill myself, and I'm going to go see my children and the guy that I was working with in prison that I wrote about in a memoir. If you look at my name, you'll find it. And I ended up with this decision, and then all of a sudden, divine intervention came in, and somebody wired me money. You see, I was penniless. There were days that I'd wake up and I'd have 50 cents in my pocket. How do you overcome that? How do you not even be able to go to McDonald's when you were this supernatural being that was doing all these supernatural things? I knew that I had to come back in. See, for not only my best friend wired me money, but my two children called me within minutes of each other, very concerned. Mom, what's going on? What are you doing? I know something's off. And I knew that I had to stay. I knew that my life's work wasn't finished. And this is probably relating to so many of you who you're doing so much, you're struggling so much, you're trying so much, you're strategically working on things. But the biggest asset that you have is your inner genius, which is your intuition. You know, Steve Jobs actually said that intuition is a very powerful thing, more powerful than intellect. And guess what Einstein said? The only real valuable thing is intuition. So I want you to go with me for a few minutes on a little journey, and then I'm going to teach you how you can use your five senses to develop your intuition and to be able to read people like I do. So this disowning turned into owning, embracing, pulling it in, and then asking the universe, who am I? How do I function? And how can I overcome homelessness? And that was a journey, believe me. I wrote about it in the Inmate and the Medium. So let me just tell you what happened. As I started to pull in, as I started to stand in whoever I am and what my abilities are, I started getting discernment. I started using conscious alchemy techniques to manifest whatever it was I wanted. You see, in the bit of time that I was actually homeless, I didn't have furniture. I didn't have a place to live. All I had was a car that was paid for. I never missed a meal because I would wake up in self-abuse or feeling sorry for myself or questioning myself, and then I would overcome it and a miracle would happen. So I began to focus on more of the supernatural and reclaiming that ability and those abilities that I had. And guess what I ended up doing? I ended up going in 1 year, really in 9 months, from $55,000 that I had started making money at overcoming homelessness to $294,000 in 1 year. That's quite a jump when that is 434% jump in less than 1 year. This is what the benefits of are you using these abilities. And this is why I do what I do for clients today, and why I'm here teaching you today, because you have sensory superpowers and they're in the five senses. So let me talk about that with you for a few minutes. The first one that I will mention is clear seeing. It's located right here in the bridge. As I'm speaking, you may feel an awakening. You may feel something happening right here. That is your clairvoyance asking permission to open that up so that you can see things. People who have clairvoyance are constantly using them to see not only what people are showing them, their body movements, their eyes. They pay more attention to the physical. They might be better dressers than most people. They might be more interested in style because they see things and they affect them and their lives. And it's how they receive information about people. I know some people look at men's shoes and think, okay, well, I'm interested in him because of his shoes or not. That is seeing. Well, there's a physical side of you seeing, and there's a non-physical side of you seeing. And what if you developed that ability to see, which is called clairvoyance, to see things that people aren't showing you? And what would that do in your business? How would that catapult your success when you're getting intel and intuitive information that you can actually use to be more to your clients, to offer more, to see them? I'm going to tell you, in a world where there's so much technology, we are hurting because we feel unseen and unheard, which is the next thing I'm going to speak about is clairaudience. So clairaudience is clear hearing. And guess what? It's not inside the ear. It's actually behind the ear on this bone. So I'm going to tell you a very interesting story. I hired an international speaking coach who was a double Grammy nominated, famous Italian opera singer. And one day we're working on a 15-minute TEDx style talk for me to go on stage in a studio and record. And she said, "I need to know more." And I said, "Well, you're clairaudient." She said, "What does that mean?" I said, "That means you hear." And Monique, it's located not inside the ear, but behind the ear on the bones. And all of a sudden she broke and she started crying. And I said, "Monique, what's behind your tears?" And she said, "Tammy, right before the curtain would lift, I would be rubbing these two bones." And as an opera singer, you have to hear every reverberation. And I said, "So you see how, clairaudience, you implanted that you would experience that in this lifetime to help you with your career." Guys, guess what? That relates to you. Every single one of you have these supernatural sensory superpowers, and they are your spiritual side of you and gives you intel and information and gut feelings that you never knew. So let's talk about clairscent, which is obviously in the nose, that is smelling. Have you ever heard anybody say or said yourself, "I smell a rat," after you hear somebody speak? That is clairscent. That is you discerning. That's a really good warning one, is your clairscent. Clairgustance is through the mouth, but it goes all the way down to your digestive system. Have you or anybody close to you ever experienced digestive issues? Well, I'm going to give you a secret as somebody who knows very much about clairgustance. Clairgustance is about tasting the energy and the essence of things. That is where we have gut feelings. Steve Jobs even talked about these gut feelings and trusting his gut feelings, which was his intuition. He was also not just clairvoyant and saw things that weren't even real yet, unseen things that he presented to us, and we use them every single day. I have all Apple products. Thank you, Steve, for trusting your clairvoyance, seeing what cannot be seen, and clairgustance, gut feeling. So, if you know anybody with digestive issues, it is because they are tasting their life and it doesn't resonate, and they're having a hard time digesting the information that they're receiving. Isn't this amazing that you have these innate abilities and that you're actually using them in the physical and you don't even know it? So, I'm going to give you another example of clairgustance. My son-in-law, Tanner, is a master chef. And I watched him go through a stroke. I actually intuitively gave him a warning a week before the stroke happened and told him he's got a very short window of time to change the stress, or something was going to happen in his body that was going to shut him down. And he didn't adhere. He just kept with the pressure and the stress. And he had a stroke at only 38 years old. As he was recovering and he started going into the kitchen, and I saw him using his creative abilities, and he was in the kitchen and I was babysitting and I'm watching him right next to me performing, creating like an artist. And I love watching him do his craft. Guess what he did when I said, "What are you making and what ingredients are you going to put into it?" He automatically took his hand and he put it right below on his diaphragm and tapped it. That's because he was supernaturally tapping into clairgustance, tasting things and knowing what ingredients and how to put it together and how long to blend it. That is clairgustance. So you can see how that ability that he pre-chose before he came in this lifetime and developed is associated with his career. You see, it comes together. And then there is clairsentience. Clairsentience is feeling, and it's not just located in one area of the body, even though I usually am using my hands to show feeling because our hands is how we feel the world. But clairsentience is over the entire body. So you know what it's like when you get a tingling on the top of your head, your crown chakra is opening up. Or you feel warmth in your hands if you are a healer, or you feel a resonance, or you feel your stomach or your chest getting heavy because somebody's saying something that is heavy, or you're having a hard time breathing because there's so much pressure because of the way that you're thinking. Clairsentience is one of the biggest tools that you have. That is clear feeling to tap into your discernment, your innate abilities, your intuition, and it goes with all of the other four senses. So clairsentience is one of those that I would love for you to study. I've written books about it. You can email me at Tammy@TammyDemirza. Look at my name at the bottom of the screen and email me and let me know what you think your dominant sensory superpower is in the five senses: seeing, hearing, tasting, smelling, and feeling. You are using these every day in ways that you don't even know, like the examples that I have given you. It is fascinating how much of us we deny and do not own. And I'm going to tell you that's how I overcame homelessness. That's how I made $294,000 in 1 year and have risen that every year. It's why my clients 10x their salaries and double them, even in corporate America, where they think their salaries are fixed. I'm that person that can read what they're doing, where they're stuck, what the subconscious believes, and then help them to tune into their intuitive abilities and use them in business. So imagine if you start using that today in all of your relationships, whether it is work with money or with your family members or your mate or your loved ones. What if you could be much more successful in your life because you tap into something that you came into this world with? Let me just tell you something before I leave. You are so much more than anything that you have ever chosen and decided to experience. I do not identify myself as really being homeless because I overcame it. And the good news is that once you overcome something in your curriculum in life, you never have to experience it again or even the symptoms. You see, you are a supernatural and spiritual being, and you are so much more than you ever thought. And I see you. I think in this world today, it would be good for us to connect with who we innately are. And I'm going to give you a tool that you can say to the universe, source, God, however you want to frame it. I want to know who I am and how you see me. Who am I? What abilities do I have, and how can I expand and grow them? If you're interested, please email me at Tammy@TammyDemirza. I'd love to know your story. I would love to know what you got from this speech today. I would love to know what things you have overcome. Like me, you are more powerful than you can possibly imagine, and you are loved. Thank you for coming today.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session. As we transition to our next expert, remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.